or three days that day, that time, you'll excuse me if I say wrong. And so when I come home, they called me Jack. They said, "Ah, Jack, they came to sleep with me, right? What have you been doing? Have you gotten so-and-so done?" I said, "Yes. Have you gotten so-and-so?" "Yes." "And I've gotten so-and-so done." I said, "No." "How's that?" "Well," I said, "I ain't had time. Time, me bugger." He says, "You know, you have a bloody great wedge." He says, I don't keep you to look at. So remember that.
It was 18 for a shilling at that time of day. Now I was going up Whelan. I says to the shop feller, I says, "You've a lot of eggs there, Fred. I should like that one." He says, "You can have a dozen, you can have a shilling one." And I took 17 on them and I pelted it till they rotted. Well, I can remember one time I going to Rayson and bringing a load of iron on for a blacksmith. And they sent his man down to help me to load in this iron, and we had to bring 10 stone of flour to him. We got to the top of the iron, we was going to him, and we both had gotten, well, as much as we helped out of that stuff that makes you silly. I would also have started the trout. A bit of shirt iron kept tumbling off now and again, and we was picking to see a shirt iron up while they got a bit of wear from it, but anyhow, somebody stopped them. When we gets to the far end, we put those into the shoeing shed. After going and having dinner, he gets up and puts the flour onto the wagon wheel. I gets it on my back. He goes to the house. He says, "Here, why did they see a chair built?" I dropped the flour to the floor and I set it as a chair myself. Then when we'd gotten with dinner, we'd peek for eye. Soon as I got a bit of it, well, I had to nip outside. I went to one. The wheelbarrow was stuck at the place where I wanted to put my wagon. I took out all the roses and I says, "Come on." Soon they got squared for the shed. They shoved back and ran over the bar and broke it all the pieces. And the fella swore, "What I'd run over that bar for?" I said, "I shouldn't have done if you hadn't stuck the bugger in the river."